Man, I just want to get back to see the kids. Hey, everyone. It's Todd. I'm Zammy's chief pooper picker-upper. And today's going to be a little bit different kind of video. And it's just really an appeal that I want to get Zammy back to work. I want to get Zammy back to spreading joy with the kids.
Hi. Oh, my main man, Mitch. You're awesome.
Mitch taking Zammy for a walk. Good job, Mitch.
But because of this alleged global pandemic, it's just not possible. And I would like to appeal to everyone's critical thinking. There was a recent study published by Johns Hopkins that was on their website. I remember seeing it when it was published, and then they've subsequently taken it off, but it's still out there if you can find it. And interestingly, this morning I came across Tony Robbins speaking about it. And the fact is, no matter what you believe about whether or not there is a pandemic or not, I'm in the camp that believes that maybe some powers that be hijacked flu season and called it a different name. Now, I know that's going to offend a lot of you, and who knows, maybe even I'll lose some subscribers. But what my appeal is about today is just engage a little bit of critical thinking and listen to what Tony Robbins has to say about the facts. And when you do, just ask yourself, if the death rate year over year over year over year has been the same, but the categories have shifted around, is there really a global pandemic? Lots of people I know, lots of people you know, I'm sure, have lost their livelihoods. I've had those whom I love who've lost their lives through this past year. And it's very, very sad. And Zammy and I would like to get back to spreading some joy to the kids. So I just want you to listen to the facts. I want you to do your own research, please. Research Klaus Schwab, the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, just to be able to, you know, maybe determine if they've been lying about this to us, why? I don't know. I think that it's worth the research. I'm not telling you what to think. All I'm doing is making an appeal to the facts. And I would like you to listen to Tony Robbins. I think he has a little bit of credibility in this world. He's helped a whole lot of people. And bottom line is, man, I just want to get back to see the kids. We love them and we miss them. And I think you miss them too. So, if indeed there is not a true global pandemic, and I would never, ever, ever post this video if I felt there was. How many times have you ever seen me come on and make any kind of an appeal to you like this in all of the years that you have followed Zammy? And again, I know there's going to be some of you who are going to leave some comments and you're going to be upset with me, or you're going to say, you know, leave politics out of, you know, a dog account. If you do, I'm going to ban you. I promise you that I will, because this is not about any political view that I hold. It's about me determining, assessing the facts, and actually trying to have an adult conversation with everyone in the room, everyone out there in the room, to really think about your own operating reality and take a look at the facts that have been published and since deleted, but you can still find them out there. The Johns Hopkins study on year over year death rates that included the full year 2020. You know, the year that there was all of these spikes. Well, I don't think so. And the facts are the facts. So anyway, I'm done. Thank you for tolerating me. I'll go back to Zammy videos tomorrow, but please, 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 you know, just respect that the reason why I am here today and I'm posting this is I just want to put Zammy back to work and I just want to start spreading joy to those kids again. Is that such a bad thing? I think not. Okay. Have a great week, everyone.
Oh. John Hopkins report. They took it down after one day, but 2 weeks ago they came out here in America. They took it down, but if you go on the Wayback Machine, you know, you can go back on your computer and go back in time on the web. So people have already published it again and again. And what it shows is the same number of people have died this year, 2020, has died in 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016, and 2015. 2.8 million people. It's within 10 to 15,000 people every year. The same number of old people died in 2020. The only difference is when they looked by disease. Heart disease, for the first time in 30 years, has come down. Cancer has come down. But COVID has gone up in the exact proportions. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Same number of people died. By the way, in case you haven't noticed, the flu has disappeared. It's flatlined. What are the symptoms of the flu? And by the way, flu kills people, and especially kills older people. So we're living in a world where a lot of people might be overreacting because they're trying to protect us because they thought at a 3% mortality rate or 4%, that would be a pandemic. But today, depending on whose research you read, it's 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, which is the same as the flu. And if you're under 50, it's way below that. So we live in a world that if we let people control our focus, we're just going to live in fear and do nothing.
He's gonna tickle.